From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. The U.S. House took a historic step today in impeaching President Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As Jason Rosenbaum reports from St. Louis, Missouri's delegation was split on the issue along partisan lines.
Missouri Democrats Cori Bush and Emanuel Cleaver voted with the majority to impeach Trump for his role in the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. Bush also proposed kicking lawmakers out who supported overturning Joe Biden's Electoral College win. But Missouri Republicans like Congressman Jason Smith of Salem say impeachment is a divisive step for a nation that needs healing.
This is a reckless impeachment. This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before.
Smith joined other Missouri Republicans such as Ann Wagner, Blaine Lucht-Demeyer, Billy Long, Vicky Hartzler, and Sam Graves in voting against impeaching Trump. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri House now is allowing members of the public to weigh in virtually on proposed bills in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The new rule is one of several approved by the Republican-led House yesterday as lawmakers began their annual session under the cloud of COVID-19. Video or telephone testimony will only be offered if approved in advance by House committees. Security has been increased at the Missouri Capitol following last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol and an FBI warning of potential armed protests at state capitals across the country. Missouri Capitol Police called in park rangers and highway patrol troopers yesterday to bolster their ranks. The Missouri House also approved a rule change giving its sergeant-at-arms police powers and the ability to hire trained law enforcement officers. The move came as some lawmakers expressed concerns about their safety and suggested the Capitol Police were not sufficiently staffed or equipped. Several more companies have suspended campaign contributions to Senator Josh Hawley in the wake of last week's attack at the U.S. Capitol, and a political action committee of Republicans opposed to President Donald Trump is pressuring remaining Missouri donors to abandon the GOP senator. Corporations like Cerner, Ameren, Edward Jones, and the law firm Brian Cave Layton Paisner have all decided to suspend campaign contributions and all have previously donated to Hawley. The Republican senator was a leader of efforts to challenge the presidential 2020 election results, and he voted to question the Electoral College count even after a mob of Trump supporters broke into the U.S. Capitol January 6th. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.